In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday. Of course, it is an Ask Dr. Jesse's Thursday. We're going to talk about ICE arrests. Someone wants to know if he can get a VIP membership to the show. Do I wish I'd run for office? Are we ever going to get the information we want from the Trump assassination? All that food, Ukraine, stories galore coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And yes, I will get to the Epstein stuff that dropped 2 or 3 hours ago. I'll get to that in just a moment. I decided I needed to go ahead and be honest with you right off the bat, though. You know, I told you I'm going to be gone tomorrow. I will also not be here Monday. I hope to be back Tuesday. My aunt just died. Cancer. She was a wonderful, wonderful, godly woman. So she went home, say a prayer for the family, you know, kids, grandkids, everywhere. She was a saint of a human being. And so now I need to go pay my respects and be with my mom and things like that. So sorry that I will not be here. Sorry I won't be here Monday. I'll try to be back on Tuesday so we can rock and roll. But that's kind of why we're doing Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday today. And I felt like I owed you an explanation. So there it is. Okay? All right. Now let's move on past all that and let's discuss your disappointment with the Epstein files today. We were told forever this is coming. We're going to release the Epstein files. We're going to release the Epstein files. And I don't know if what I'm going to say is going to make you feel better, but it might. What happened today wasn't surprising. I told you last night exactly what today was going to be. I told you exactly what it was going to be. That it was going to be a bunch of names you already knew, a bunch of stuff you already knew, that there's all kinds of legal hurdles and things like that. So that what happened today is exactly what I told you was going to happen last night. You're not surprised by it, but I assume from my emails, you're disappointed. I get it. First of all, let me say this. If I have to make excuses for them, and I don't know that this even counts as an excuse, if I have to give you a reason why all this stuff drops, Pam Bondi has been stonewalled by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Gee, what an incredible shock. The Attorney General of the United States of America has told the FBI, I need this. And the FBI said, nah, not giving it to you. Now, you can go ahead and let your mind run wild on why the Federal Bureau of Investigation would be so protective of information on an international sex trafficker. I'll let you come to that conclusion on your own. Either way, what they've told us repeatedly is that this is the first drop, and there will be more drops to come once they get all the information. Okay. Now, I'm trying not to be a terrible cynic and bring you down, but it's my job as Daddy Jesse to let you know I don't know that I would ever prepare for some groundbreaking thing that is still to come. I had a chance. I talked to, well, Marsha Blackburn, to her credit, Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn has been all over this Epstein stuff for a long time. She's one of these people. She really, really hates human trafficking, which I would hope we all do. But it's one of those things. She's made it her mission to go after human trafficking. And this was her earlier today. I actually spoke to her earlier today,
too. And this is going to be a phase one release in short order. I will have the hard copy in my hand. AG Bondi is responsible for what will be the public release on this. She has worked diligently on this and so appreciative that we can begin to get this information, that we can begin to break apart what became a global human trafficking sex trafficking ring, about $150 billion a year business. It is time to get some justice for these victims, for these women and children. And this will be a phase one release. There will be more to come.
There will be more to come. They are going to, I talked to the senator. They're combing through the financial records now to figure out who was doing business with him. But remember what I told you last night? Those names today, some of those names, they already know. Some of those names are names of people who didn't do anything wrong. They just happened to do business with him, fly on a plane with him, be in his orbit. But, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, I'm assuming, did more in his life than just traffic underage girls. So this is going to be a long slog. And at the end of it, I know what you're hoping. Same thing I'm hoping. You're hoping that powerful monsters who turn into predators against young girls, you're hoping that justice is done, that we see some people go to prison. That's what you hope. That's what I hope. I'm right there with you. Now, that doesn't happen often, does it? How often do super powerful people go to prison? It's just not something that's that common. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you justice is coming and they're all going to prison. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know that I'd bet my mortgage on that. I'll tell you that much. More will come out soon. I do think in the wake of everything coming out today, I think it would be appropriate to talk about this really quickly here. 254. That's the number of girls we're talking about. 254 young women were abused by very powerful men. And it should remind you that there is so much evil in this world, that the devil is real, that slavery, as much as we love to reach around and pat ourselves on the back, that slavery's done. And I'm so glad we're done with that old era. That old era is not gone. Slavery is alive, is as alive and well today as it ever has been in human history. No, by the grace of God, we don't have black people in chains in the South. By the grace of God, the Romans aren't running the salt mines where they're working slaves to death. By the grace of God, those days are past, but the slavery we have now that is global, the slavery we have now is just as sick and depraved, and it's because human beings, they can turn evil, and there is evil in the world, and if you are evil, you will want to possess and abuse and hurt people who are less powerful than you. And that kind of evil has always been with us and always will be with us. I might suggest right now that those women, they're probably having a tough day. You know, remember, there are real human beings here. Epstein has become a politically popular, you know, it's great fodder for radio and social media and Epstein this and Epstein didn't kill himself and all these other Epstein things we talk about, myself included. But there are young women out there. Well, a lot of them are older now, but there are women out there who, with all this stuff in the news, are reliving the worst freaking moments of their lives. And I shouldn't even say moments. One woman was 8 years. 8 years. I talked to Senator Blackburn earlier. 8 years she was kept as a slave. That's awful. It's evil. Keep those women in your prayers. And I don't know that we're going to see justice, as I pointed out. I don't know that we will. It's just not something that's that common. I'm glad we're going to learn more. I had hoped to learn more than we learned today, but as I warned you last night, it just probably not going to work out that way. No, as I told you last night, Trump isn't on that list. I told you he wasn't. I had already known that. Trump said this today.
I was not a fan of Jeffrey Epstein, and you watched people yesterday saying that I threw him out of a club. I didn't want anything to do with him. That was many, many years ago. It shows you one thing, that I have good taste, okay?
All right. Look, I'm glad Trump's name isn't on that list as well, because it would be easy to find yourself on that private plane heading down to the island. It's an ugly, ugly thing. And we're going to talk about the Trump assassination attempt in a little bit, because someone hasn't asked Dr. Jesse a question about it. But part of the reason, remember, that we don't generally get justice in these kinds of cases is because wealthy, powerful people have the money, have the access to people who will clean up problems for them. Jeffrey Epstein, we all joke about it. We all know he didn't kill himself. Or even if he did, he was forced to. He killed himself while in custody, and the guards just happened to be asleep and the cameras malfunctioned. Come on, come on. I was born at night, but not last night. And he's not alone. Another thing Senator Blackburn told me earlier today, one thing I did not know, there was an infamous French guy who did the exact same thing, just like Jeffrey Epstein, powerful guy, trafficked women, and lo and behold, while he was in custody before his trial, he died in jail. What a shock. People who have incriminating evidence against wealthy, powerful men generally don't live very long. Will we ever get to untangle this knot? I don't know. I'm hopeful. In the very least, I'm hopeful some reputations are ruined if you're going to do that to young women. But let's move off of it. It's kind of gross anyway. Let's talk about the ICE raids, shall we? Let's talk about arresting the leakers. And let's talk about VIP membership to the show. Before we get to that, I want to get to this email. Dear Dr. Nosehair, that's not nice. Rough greens is great, but Fred needs a treadmill if he's so out of shape that he needs to stop and rest when you take him on a long walk. Listen to me. We take him on walks every day. It's not as if the dog doesn't get exercise. He just doesn't have the fitness that other dogs I've had. We used to have labs. You know what we do in Montana? I'm going to get yelled at. People are going to say it's abuse, but they loved it. We were out on the country roads to get the dog good exercise. We'd put him out of the truck, and we'd just take off in the truck and let the dog run behind the truck. And they were like gazelles, man. They would run 2-3 miles at basically a dead sprint, get in, just totally gassed. Fred wouldn't make it 90 feet. He wouldn't make it 90 feet at that pace, not in a million years. Look, even rough greens can't get Fred in better shape, all right? Now, he is healthier. His breath is better than it used to be. Rough greens really fix Fred's digestive problems. He used to have problems after every meal. He doesn't ever have them now. Start sprinkling rough greens on your dog's food, all natural nutritional supplement. Let your dog be healthier, even if they can't keep up on walks. Free Jumpstart trial bags at 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, a wonderful Thursday. I understand that it was probably not our finest day today as far as the administration goes. And my email, your emails, I should say, reflect that. The Jeffrey Epstein files rollout was not the best PR moment in the world. The market tanked. It was a rough day. They can't all be winners. It was a rough day. We'll dust ourselves off and do it again tomorrow, all right? Look, you think about what I'm going through. I have a little personal injury of a sensitive nature that I'm going through right now. What, Chris? Okay, I'll explain. Very carefully. You know Flamin' Hot Cheetos, right? We'll get to the ICE arrests here in a moment. You know Flamin' Hot Cheetos? Have you ever eaten Flamin' Hot Cheetos? Have you ever had a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos? You have. Most people have. An American has. So what do your fingers look like after you're done eating a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos? They're red. They're covered in that Flamin' Hot Cheeto dust, which is delicious. And I ran to the sink, washed it off. But the fingers were most definitely still red. They were red. Then I went and used the bathroom. I wished I hadn't done that. Let's move on. Jesse, why are the people who alert ICE or alert illegals about ICE raids not being charged with obstruction of justice? It seems all the Department of Homeland Security is doing about them is shaking their finger at them, saying, don't do that. I'm going to tell you again. Can you tell us why not? His name is Ken. He's referencing that I played the audio. It was from Los Angeles. I played the audio. It was last night or the night before of the guy. He was on the news. Chris, dig up that audio if you have it. The anti-ICE guy. He was on the news saying, hey, we are out there. We are looking for ICE everywhere. And whenever we detect ICE, we will pull out the megaphones. We'll announce to people that you have it here. Play it. Go ahead.
We are training the members of the coalition to do these patrols. We've been doing the patrols for years in Los Angeles and San Diego, but yesterday we had more than 150 people combing through the streets of Los Angeles looking for any ICE activity. And early in the morning, we found two operations, and we were able to defend those two communities from those ICE raids. What's working are the patrols. We're in every neighborhood of Los Angeles. This morning already, we have combed through dozens of communities of Los Angeles looking for ICE activity. We do this at 5:30 in the morning because we know that's when ICE starts their operations. So before they can go and attack our community, we are looking for them. And when we find them, we alert people with megaphones. That works. The megaphones wakes up the people. They let them know what's happening. And they also let ICE know that we're there and we're not going to leave. We're going to defend our community. We have the legal right to do so. Everything we're doing is legal. We don't intend to break any laws. We are there to defend our community. And more people are joining this cause.
Okay. So I know you're mad about that. I'm mad about that, too. And what I'm about to say is going to make you even angrier. You'll probably shout at me or something like that. But it is true. I like being in a free country. You like being in a free country. There are obviously some negatives that come with every single form of government. There's no form of government that is perfect. There's no form of government that comes without negatives. And communists have, for the longest time, the Soviet Union wrote about it extensively. They've used our freedoms against us. The Soviets, I think it was Sword and Shield I was reading, where they were stunned. They were stunned that you could just drive up to military bases in America and just take pictures of them. You could just take pictures of the outside fence line. You just take pictures of it. The Soviets were floored by that. You could never get away with that there. They'd pull you up against the wall and shoot you in the face immediately. But you could do that here. Here in the United States of America, in certain ways, I should say, I don't want to say this is universal, so don't go out there and be an idiot. It's not illegal to announce the presence of law enforcement. And as much as I despise these vile little street animals who are protecting all the illegals here, I don't think I want to live in a country where it is illegal to call out law enforcement. I don't want to live in a country that makes that illegal. Now, when it's people we hate, like all of these, you know, people protecting the illegals, it makes us angry and we want it changed. Let me ask you this question. What if that was the FBI? What if that was your neighborhood and you knew the FBI was showing up to arrest your best friend who lives in your neighborhood because he was praying outside of an abortion clinic? Would you give your friend a heads up that the FBI was there? I'll tell you right now, I would. All day long, I would. Hey, bud, run out the back door. Feds are here. Sorry, I would. That's part of the cost of living in a free country, all right? All right, now let's talk about history a little bit, but mainly I want to talk about the assassination attempt of Donald Trump and VIP membership. I want to talk to you about the day the market had first. Did you see the day the market had? It wasn't good. And I know you already saw, we discussed it last night. March 4th is the day 25% tariffs get slapped on Mexico and Canada, with a 10% increase on China as well. I only say this to let you know that there may be some uncertain financial times ahead. This is not news to you. You get that. So make some preparations. Some preparations. How do you prepare? How do you do that? Because you're not in control of any of that. I'm not. Precious metals. Gold Co. will handle it for you. They'll get some gold or silver in your hands. They'll get it into your retirement so you don't get wiped out and lose everything. Get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit. You might even qualify for some bonus silver, up to 15 grand of it, maybe even more. 855-817-GOLD or go to jessielikesgold.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Reminding you, you can still email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Always remember this.
I love you back.
Before I get to the assassination things, I do want to get to that. An article came out today with the New York Times. But Jesse, why don't you have any sort of a VIP membership like many of your colleagues do? It would be nice to have a way to support the show other than just listening. Will the additional money not fit in your small hands? Okay. All right. So let me explain, because I've had this question before about, hey, is there any way I can get like a behind the scenes VIP membership thing? Is there any way you can sell merch? Is there any way you can do this kind of thing? And so let me explain. I've wanted to have some merch for people who have merch for quite a long time. I have. And I want to be very careful about what I say here, because I definitely don't want to make myself sound like a good or decent person, of which I am most definitely not. But I have lived a normal life for virtually my entire life. I've been doing radio for 6 years, media for 6 years. I was a Marine and construction worker and an RV salesman and all the things you do, I do them. I've done them. That's been my whole life. And by the grace of God, I stumbled backwards into the best gig in the world, where I just get to goof off with you all day and talk politics. And yeah, I know I care about this stuff because you've heard me get heated up, but we joke and we talk about important things, and they pay me to do this. They pay me to do this, and they pay me well to do it. I don't desire an empire. I'm just not in that way. And again, I'm not trying to make myself sound like a great person or something like that, but money even. I like money as much as anyone else. I don't want to act like I don't. I like a steak, right? I want to drive a nice car. I like to be able to pay my bills just like anyone else. I like a nice vacation. I'm not any kind of a saint here. I don't want to be a billionaire. I don't have some burning desire to do that. It's nothing that drives me like that. I joke about wanting a boat. I'm never going to buy a boat. It's not who I am. I was raised simply. I remain that way. When I tell you about Red Lobster, that's not a bit. I love Red Lobster. I love Waffle House. I just went the other day with my sons. That's who I am. And I am aware that, for instance, well, I'll put it to you this way. There's two ways you get to be on the air, whether you're a podcaster or traditional radio like this is. I realize they podcast it and all that or whatever. There's generally just two ways. Either you have a subscriber thing where you charge someone a certain amount monthly and then you don't have to have advertisers, or you have advertisers because it's not a charity. You've got to have one of the two, right? It's not a charity. It's got to make money. Otherwise, iHeart's not putting it on the air. And I get that. It's a for-profit business. I totally get it. I'm totally fine with it. I have advertisers. They're partners of the show. They're people who I vet thoroughly. They mean a lot to me. I don't want to add anything on top of that. I just don't want to add something else that I'm selling you on top of that. And I'm not even telling you I'll never do it, but it is not anything I have any desire to do at all. I know you do want things like merch, and I've half promised that to you for 6 years now. God only knows if it's ever going to happen. She can't find anything that's made in America anymore. Everything's made in Vietnam or Cambodia or whatnot. I don't want to sell that crap. So that's why I don't have some special VIP membership or something like that. I don't like asking you for things. It's just not what I like. Okay. Does that explain it? So no, there's no VIP membership. If anyone can tune in and listen for free. All right. Jesse, do you think they'll get to the bottom of the Trump rally assassination attempt? Who else was involved? Okay. So there was actually an article that came out today in the New York Post, and I wasn't even necessarily going to go there tonight, but I thought maybe in the wake of this question and whatnot, I thought I should answer it because this is not something I'm going to let go, and it's not something you should let go. They tried to blow Donald Trump's head off, and they almost succeeded. 2 inches. An assassin with a functional weapon. He took a rooftop 148 meters away from the President of the United States of America in an elevated position. He lined up and he made the shot. Remember, he made the shot. He reconned the area. We know he was reconning it at least a week ahead of time. He reconned the area, got himself access to the area, got a weapon, a long gun, into the area. He made it onto the rooftop. And he made that shot. Donald Trump should be dead. That's why I actually laugh at people who write in, Jesse, you said they were gonna kill Trump or arrest Trump. You're so dumb. They did. He moved his head at the right moment. 2 inches. He made the shot. By the grace of God and God alone, Donald Trump is still alive. And I believe he knows it. They made the shot. We need to look at this thing as they assassinated Donald Trump because they pretty much freaking did. Now, how does some dork pull that off? Could you pull that off? I realize we have a bunch of veterans who listen and things like that, guys who are at least familiar with weapons and some training and recon and things like that. But even still, look, I'm familiar with that stuff. I don't know if I can pull that off. So how did this goober pull it off? And let's talk about what else we know. We know, and I know this because I heard it from the mouth of a United States senator, and I didn't get it secondhand. Senator Ron Johnson told me to my freaking face that immediately in the wake of this assassination, a man, I believe it was a gray suit, maybe a tan suit, a man in a light-colored suit, started directing all the local law enforcement officers to text him all the pictures and video they had taken of the guy, the dead guy, the teeth, the blood. Okay. Well, obviously, the officers got the guy's phone number. It got back to the United States Senate. The United States Senate looked into it, and they found out the guy worked for the ATF. And so Ron Johnson thinking, okay, well, maybe he's there in some kind of, maybe it's an official thing. That's why he's collecting the pictures. Kind of weird. You would have a bunch of guys text it to you, but maybe it's official. And Ron Johnson's people, he had his office reach out to the ATF guy. The dude lawyered up. Nope, not telling you. Call my lawyer. We know that. What else do we know? We know that in the wake of the Republican nominee, I realize he wasn't the nominee yet, in the wake of the Republican nominee for president, almost getting his head blown off, and remember, someone else did get their head blown off, in the wake of the Republican nominee for president, almost getting his head blown off, they pulled out a garden hose and they sprayed off the roof right away. Have you ever been to a crime scene before? I have. You don't want to breathe, and the cops won't let you breathe if they're worth it. Why do you think they tape everything off? Someone got murdered in a house, whatever, the crime scene of some kind. It is cut off, taped off, because everything needs to be investigated. They promptly sprayed off the building? And then maybe the coup de grace of all this before I even get to the article, and then they cremated his body. Almost immediately, they cremated his body. The guy who almost assassinated the Republican nominee for president, you would hang on to that body for a long time. We're going to check this. We're going to check that. We're going to go recheck this. We're going to have a third party check this. Nope. Throw him in the oven, Bob. These are all things we know. What else do we know? We know his parents won't talk to anybody. They're apparently hiding in their home. Word is that they only go get groceries at 3 a.m. That's the only time they leave their home. And you could, I understand it, by the way. If your kid did something, I get it. But there's something in this article from the New York Post today. What else do we know? We'll talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, let me talk to you about finding the right employee. It's really hard. I mean, look at the morons I'm stuck with. It's hard to find the right employee. That's why ZipRecruiter is here for you. ZipRecruiter is here so you don't get stuck with Jewish producer Chris or producer Corey. You can have somebody good. Now, in all seriousness, they're all on ZipRecruiter. The good people are all on ZipRecruiter. That's why it's number one. It's number one because that's where the employees are. And that's why employers prefer it the most, because 80% of them find somebody good on the first day. It's not like I'm telling you, well, wait a month or so. Tonight, as you're listening to the sound of my voice, you could try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. Tonight, you might find that next choice employee. How about that? ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll go over this article next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you can download the whole show on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Now back to what we were discussing, the would-be Trump assassin. Do I think they're going to get to the bottom of it? Well, there's a headline today, New York Post, Dana Kennedy's the one who wrote it. Would-be Trump assassin Thomas Crooks may have had an accomplice, data shows, as investigators say the FBI is suppressing info. I'm not going to read through the whole thing because that's boring. You know, I don't usually do that. But I'll drop this little tidbit for you. Doug Hagman, whose team of six other investigators have been working the case for months and have interviewed more than 100 people, said they also conducted extensive geofencing analysis. Pause for a second. Sorry. Geofencing is when they... Your cell phone right now? Your cell phone? It can be found. They know exactly where you are. If you have your cell phone on you, they know exactly where you are. It is constantly putting out pings and signals. And if you walk across the street, they can go back a year later and they'll know you walked across the street. If you're driving 50 miles an hour, they will know it. All right, that's geofencing. Anyway, they also conducted extensive geofencing analysis of cell phone and tablets not belonging to Crooks that were found with him at his home, at the rifle range where he took target practice, at the rally, and at Bethel Park High School, where he graduated in 2022. And Hagman said this, and I quote, "We don't think he acted alone. This took a lot of coordination. In my view, Crooks was handled by more than one individual, and he was used for this assassination attempt. And I wouldn't preclude the possibility that there were people at the rally itself helping him," which would actually make some serious sense, because it, even as dumb as the Secret Service was that day, as inept, unorganized, I still find it staggering that a man with a long gun was able to crawl on top of a roof in plain view of everybody. Now, that's all the stuff we know. Now, the question you asked me is, do I think they'll get to the bottom of the Trump rally assassination attempt? Well, here's the good news. I'll give you the good news and bad news. The good news is Donald Trump wants to know. And look, for obvious reasons, Donald Trump wants to know. Donald Trump wants to know because he was the one who almost had his brains blown out. He wants to know. I am, look, I shouldn't say I'm sure, but do you think maybe he had a conversation with Kash Patel about that before Kash Patel was named FBI director? I'm assuming over a beer that, well, I know Trump doesn't drink, over a Diet Coke, I'm assuming Donald Trump got at least some form of a, yeah, we're going to figure it out, sir. I'm assuming that. Donald Trump wants to know, so that's good. Also, all this geofencing analysis and stuff like that, that is good. So there's a chance we are going to have the most powerful law enforcement agency on the planet actually looking into it. Although, from what we heard today with the Epstein files and what we know about the FBI cover-up and what they said in the article about the FBI suppressing stuff, maybe not. But either way, Trump wants to know. So that's a good thing. That's the good news. The bad news is people who do assassinations like this, historically, big assassinations, assassinations of important people, they sever the links so nobody can know. That's generally how it works. You know how it works. We talked about it a million times. They find a patsy. You find somebody who will kill someone important for you. That's usually how it goes. You know, in the movies, it's some highly trained ex-special forces assassin who makes the shot from 2,000 miles away. But in real life, that's not how assassinations go at all. Assassinations normally have a powerful person or organization finding a patsy they can use and abuse to commit the assassination, and then finding a way to almost immediately kill the patsy. Why do you kill the patsy? Because he's the one link that can lead everybody back to you. Lee Harvey Oswald just miraculously gets paraded in public in front of everybody, and oh, whoops, Jack Ruby killed him? Dang, guess we'll never know. Philip II has somebody slam a dagger, his bodyguard actually, slam a dagger into his ribs, and instead of tracking the guy down, pulling his fingernails out until he tells you who paid him to do it, wouldn't you know, they ran him down and, oh, I guess we speared him too many times. He's not going to talk. Joe Colombo, mob boss, killed in broad daylight in front of everybody. Some black dude kills him and immediately gets gunned down. And to this day, we don't know who gunned down the black dude. Dead, gone, all ties severed. It doesn't matter how much Trump or Kash Patel or other people may want to know. I don't know that we ever will know, and that sucks. It really does. Now, we do have a bunch of data. Like they said, they have phones that didn't belong to him. They have tablets that didn't belong to him. And those things are going to be traceable back to somebody. So maybe there are enough breadcrumbs with a motivated president of the United States wanting to know where those breadcrumbs lead. Maybe there will be enough motivation, enough pressure put on that maybe we'll get an answer. But I've told you before, I don't mince words about it. I think the government did it. I think the government was involved. I do. You look at what the system is going through right now. Look at all their communist revolution being defunded before their eyes. Look at it. Look at how desperate they are, how afraid they are. What's happening right now is the sum of all their fears. And these are obviously murderous communist demons anyway. Would they kill to try to protect the gravy train? Oh my gosh, they would. How many times have you seen some crazy commie? I wish Trump was dead. They say it all the time. Communism and violence, they are one. Violence is woven into the communist. It's not something he does. It's who he is. And evil people, communist or no, they will kill to protect themselves. Now, I don't know that the government was involved. I don't know that. But that's what I think. I'm just being honest, but that's what I think. All right. Let's talk about, do I regret losing my run for Congress? And let's talk about churches. Let's talk about taxes on tips versus your taxes. We have so much to get to. Before we get to that, let's take care of your meat, shall we? Let's make sure every time you make a steak, it's perfect. Every time. No matter the thickness, every time it's perfect. Every time you smoke a brisket, it's perfect. Anytime you throw a whole chicken on the grill or in the oven, it's perfect. How do I get it perfect every time when I'm a moron who doesn't know how to cook? The IQ Sense from Chefman. The IQ Sense, I've never seen anything like it before. Yeah, we've all heard of meat thermometers. You've never heard of one. You stab it in there, you leave it in there, that hooks up to the app on your phone. You want to talk about dummy proof? We might as well just call it Jesse proof. My phone beeps and tells me when the brisket's done. I put it in there, I throw it on the smoker, and beep, done. Walk out, perfect brisket every time. You want perfect meat like I have? Chef IQ.com, promo code Jesse is how you save 15%. Have perfect meat every time. ChefIQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.